GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Let's dive into some of the most compelling stories shaking up the crypto world. First, we've got Michael Saylor playing Monopoly with Bitcoin. Strategy, previously known as MicroStrategy, just pulled a cool $2.54 billion from its war chest to buy 34,164 Bitcoin. This latest move catapults Saylor's stash to a staggering 850,061 BTC, which accounts for 3.9% of the total Bitcoin supply ever to exist. Strategy now holds more Bitcoin than BlackRock's spot ETF, marking a new high score in corporate Bitcoin acquisition. Saylor, never known for subtlety, hinted at the move with a cryptic message on X: "Think even Igor." Classic Saylor, always keeping us guessing. While this might seem like a bullish signal for Bitcoin, it also raises questions about centralization and the potential influence of a single entity on the market. For those of you building on Bitcoin, remember that the network remains decentralized, but the ownership isn't. Meanwhile, DeFi's been having a month from hell. In just 18 days, we've seen $606 million siphoned off in crypto exploits, making April 2026 the most devastating month for DeFi hacks since February 2025. To put things in perspective, that's nearly four times the amount lost in the entirety of Q1 2026. The House Homeland Security Subcommittee is holding an emergency hearing today titled "Online Scams, Crypto Fraud, and Digital Extortion," focusing on how these attacks are hitting Americans. It's not a leap to assume Congress might start clamping down more aggressively on digital assets. For developers and founders working in DeFi, this is a heads up to double down on your security audits. Skimping on them could cost you in reputation and otherwise. Now, for a twist in the tale of U.S. monetary policy. Tomorrow, Kevin Warsh, a man holding Solana, DYDX, Polymarket, and a myriad of other crypto assets, will sit for his confirmation hearing to potentially become the next Federal Reserve chair. Not your usual Fed chair material, right? Warsh's disclosure reveals a broad spectrum of crypto investments, marking him as potentially the first Fed chair with significant skin in the DeFi game. If confirmed, Warsh could bring a fresh perspective to monetary policy, one that understands the nuances and potential of decentralized finance. Of course, this could also mean increased scrutiny on crypto markets as they intersect with traditional finance systems. So for all you Web3 developers, keep an eye on this hearing. A crypto-savvy Fed chair might just mean new opportunities or new challenges in navigating regulatory waters. Each of these stories highlights the volatile, exhilarating nature of the crypto industry. Saylor's BTC binge shows how corporate giants view Bitcoin as a long-term asset, almost as if it's digital gold. Meanwhile, the DeFi security breaches remind us of the critical importance of having robust security measures in place. And Warsh's potential confirmation could signal a shift in how the highest levels of financial governance perceive and interact with digital assets. For job seekers and builders in this space, the takeaway is both sobering and thrilling. The opportunity for innovation is massive, but so are the stakes. Whether you're securing a protocol, managing a crypto portfolio, or just getting started, the need for expertise, vigilance, and adaptability has never been higher. Remember, the future is decentralized, but it's also competitive. Stay ahead by staying informed, and most importantly, staying secure. That's all for today on CryptoGrind Daily. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.